Good morning. It's so good to see each of you in worship this morning. Today is a special day in the life of our church, popularly known as Music Day. This is the day that we are going to praise God through the gift of music led by our various choirs today, and I'm always eager to hear what they have to share or lead us through today. It's a great day to be in God's house. We would love to get a record of your attendance. We invite members and guests alike to take the pew pads located at the end of your pews. Jot down your information, pass it down. Once it's been completed, we ask you to pass it back to the center aisles so we can collect that data later on. We don't want to call you out or embarrass you. We just want to say thank you for worshiping with us today. Also, draw your attention to our church bulletin. Several announcements are listed there. I will not mention all of those, but we'll highlight a few of those. There is Monday morning Bible study tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, downstairs in the coffee room. Also, if you notice down there, we are in the process of having a book club for Old Town Elementary School. We are looking to collect 90-plus books for them to be able to take home and read during the summer. If you can bring those, there's a collection table out in the hallway as you leave worship today. You can drop those off later on this week or next week would be great. Also, another collection we are doing, continuing our hurricane relief from back in the fall, Grifton is in need of canned foods. And so we'll be taking a truck or trailer down in the next couple of weeks, probably not this week, but next week. And so any canned food items, we are still collecting those. Please drop those by the church office at your convenience, whether that's later on today, whether that's Wednesday or next Sunday. We would love to have those items to be able to take down to Grifton. Our ushers now are going to come down the aisle. And after they come down the aisle, they're going to return back down the aisle. When they return back down the aisle, if you're a guest with us for the first time, we just would love to give you a little more information about who we are and how we do things here at College Park. If you would, just slip up your hand when they pass you by. They have a packet of information. Inside that packet of information is a letter from our pastor. Also, Highlights, which is our monthly newsletter, which will let you know about all the other activities and ministries going on in the life of our church. No, Jeff, you're not a visitor for the first time today. But it is a great day to be in God's house, as it always is. As we begin worship, let us join our hearts together in prayer. Pray with me if you would. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of music. Father, today, as the different choirs lead us, as we sing ourselves, as we participate in worship, Father, help us to tune out the distractions of this world and help us to focus on you, the one who created the world, for us to come and to serve here, Father. Lord, use this time to prepare us to leave here and to go and serve you. In your name we pray. Amen. If you would take notice in the call to worship printed in your bulletin, I will read the light print, invite you to join me along in the dark print. I declare to you that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing,
"To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever."
And the trumpet of the Lord shall And oh, what a roll call that will be, right? I'll be reading from 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Let us encourage each other with these words.
Thank you. Good morning, friends. I'm standing here this morning and acting as Deacon of the Week for my friend Phil Roberts. Phil, Bonnie, and Katie are going to be relocating soon to Texas. And that doesn't feel like a praise, but it is, because God's doing good things in their life. And Roberts' family, we're going to really miss you guys at College Park. Thank you for all that you have meant to us. We're reminded that life is about transitions. Last week, two beautiful children were dedicated in this place. And two Sundays, we'll be celebrating Graduate Sunday and the next steps for those folks. And aren't we thankful that God is with us through these transitions, both the easy ones and the very difficult ones. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, on this beautiful Sunday morning, we thank you. As Matt has shared, we're thankful for your presence. We're thankful for all that you are to us, Lord, most of which we don't even realize. Lord, thank you for what you are doing in our lives, the things that we do recognize and the things that we don't, the things that we acknowledge and the many things that we don't. Lord, we're reminded in Scripture that we're to give thanks, that we're to be thankful, that we're to act thankful. And through our thankfulness and gratitude for your love, that we'll show light and we'll show Jesus to others. We're reminded that we should be thankful in all circumstances. Lord, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for not giving up on us when we fail, for not giving up on us when we fail to be thankful, for not giving up on us when we do not live in a way that shows our gratitude to you. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for the way that you provide for us in many, many ways. And Lord, as we share tithes and offerings, in addition to the tithes and offerings that have already been shared this week through other means, including electronically, Lord, please take these resources and multiply them for your kingdom. Please take us and multiply us for your kingdom. Lord, thank you for all that you are to us each and every day. Amen. Thank you.
In Hebrews chapter 11, we read about the faith of Abel, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Jacob. And in verse 13, it says, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things they promised, They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. Now, if they'd been thinking of the country they left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
If anybody asks you, face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ who died for me. Only faintly now I see him with darkened veil between. But a blessed day is coming when his glory shall be seen. What rejoicing in his presence when our banished grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face, I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face, in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.
Thank you. from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, starting with verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the laws. The commandments say, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up with this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
In heaven above, where God our Father dwells, how boundless there the blessedness, no tongue its greatness tells. There, face to face, and full and free, the ever-living God we see, our God, the Lord of hosts.
After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And at once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Also, before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
In heaven above, what glory, deep and bright! The splendor of the noonday sun grows pale before its light. That mighty sun that ne'er goes down, before whose face clouds never frown, is God, the Lord of hosts.
I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there.
In heaven above, no tears of pain are shed, for nothing there can fade or die. Life's fullness round is spread. And like an ocean, joy overflows, and with immortal mercy glows our God, the Lord of hosts.
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away."
In heaven above, God has a joy prepared, which mortal ear has never heard, not mortal vision shared, which never entered mortal thought, in mortal dreams was never sought. O God, the Lord of hosts.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
Amen. Is the God you serve worthy of honor and praise and glory? Mine is. Mine is. I hope your heart's been filled. I hope you'll take a moment at the conclusion of the service to thank those who've been in worship leadership today. Would you stand with me for our benediction? Following our benediction, remain standing, please, for a response that you see there printed. And join in. Yes, certainly, join in. And then following the response, greet one another as you go out from this place. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you. Thank you that you are who you are and that you've created us to praise you. Father, may our lives reflect the fullness, the filling that we have received this morning, so that as we go from this place, we would truly live lives that give glory to you, Father, as we serve and we seek to bless you through the things that we say and do. Father, we thank you. Thank you once again for bringing us to this place to receive this blessing this morning. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.